everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Skid Row Studios in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. It is an all-new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I am presently joined by a few very funny individuals.
Just a few.
On their way. Well, some are here, some are coming. We have Vic Cohen, my good friend.
Hey, Drew.
Good to see you, Mr. Ron Swallow.
Hell yeah.
The mighty nerd of comedy and right. Ken August. He is the host of the weekly wrap-up every Sunday at Skid Row Studios. How you doing, Gus?
Happy to be here, buddy.
Ken August, but those who know him and love him call him Gus. Here at Bad Advice, we cover actually very odd news stories from around the world, and we give advice to those people, whether they ask for it or not, and we also take listener questions. If you want to submit questions, you can do any number of things. You can call us live at 800-893-9562. Again, our number here at Skid Row is 800-893-9562. Or you can also submit your questions to our Facebook page, and make sure you do like us on Facebook.
Love us.
That's right. It's, liking is not enough. You should love us.
We need love.
We also can take questions. We now have a new email. You can email us at badadvicefun@gmail.com. So send in your questions.
What is that email again?
What was that email? The email is badadvicefun@gmail.com. That because just plain bad advice, not available.
Oh, really? I just am stuck with something in my head. I have to say it very quickly.
Uh-huh.
Right before we went on, they were advertising or promoting the a show for downtown Skid Row people. Mm-hmm. Who's got a computer that's on Skid Row listening to Skid Row?
I don't know if that's the audience.
That's what it said for the Skid Row community.
I think they were discussing the Skid Row community.
But if you live
people
there.
People who might want to help them.
Are you questioning the radio show for the deaf?
Maybe they're going to raise the money and buy them.
Okay, whatever.
Computers.
I just think it sounds crazy.
Our other
crazy.
Two guests just made it. Nice timing, guys. I'm glad you made it. We have Mr. Dave Nunez. Dave, make sure the red light's on.
Red light's on.
Okay, you're good to go. Perfect. You want to be right up on that mic.
All right, I'm
there
here.
There you go.
I'm
you
here.
Can pull it right
oh,
up into
yeah.
your... Get that thing right up in your face.
Drew, you look great. I just want to tell you that.
Thank you. So do you. I'm glad to have you. Dave and I did a show at the Bray Improv. It was a lot of fun. He's a very funny individual. And as our repeating guest here, we have the lovely Shay Yuval is here. Say hi,
hey,
Shay.
Hi.
Oh, gotta love that voice. All right.
Hey, also, I'd like to mention that Dave is the biggest Mexican in the world.
Dave really is.
I am. I can't lie.
He is like a Sasquatch Mexican, but a very handsome one.
What are you, 6'8"? Yes. Is that what it is?
He's a
6 foot seven.
Are you really?
6 foot seven.
Six foot seven.
Thank you, though, Ron.
Height.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I hate tall people.
A Megakin. Is that what he is?
A Megakin. That's nice. I like that.
That's
like
a Transformer.
Is that what he is?
I will start the pun parade.
It's kind of weird
how racist we could go with this. He transforms into a truck with 47 Mexicans in it. We could do that.
I was going to say he transforms into a food truck.
But we can't. That's good. But we can't do much because we're out of gas. I just got to sit on the side of the road.
All right, listen, we got a lot to get to today. Our first story comes to us from the Ukraine. Apparently, the title for this story is Man Wins Dumpling Eating Contest, Then Dies.
Good.
Apparently, a Ukraine dumpling eating contest to find the person who could eat 10 of the dough balls most quickly went horribly wrong when the 77-year-old champion keeled over and died. The winner, Ivan Mendel, had just won his prize. This is the best part. His prize? A 1-liter jar of sour cream.
Would you risk your life for that sour cream?
Exactly. Did he die?
Well,
you said
he's 77, though?
Yes.
He could have just died because he's old.
Are you claiming he's not just past his dumpling eating prime?
I would say there's a chance that...
Was it an eating contest?
It was an eating contest. It says the old man got sick and fell to the ground, an unnamed witness told Interfax News. The ambulance arrived, but he was already dead.
Hmm.
Well, how many did
he
eat before he died?
Come up with a pun.
I'm working on it. Give me time.
This is the thing. He only ate 10. Now, there's a little more. It says organizers of the contest said the dumplings they used, which were filled with potatoes, had been frozen and packaged and bought from a local supermarket. Organizers struck back at accusations that the contest had killed the man, saying Mendel had eaten only 10 dumplings in all. He ate them, reportedly, in half a minute.
Well, that is pretty impressive.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, he ate 10 dumplings.
10 potato dumplings.
Yeah,
large ones.
But as everybody hears on July 4th, people eat like 48 pounds of crab legs to win a contest. 10 dumplings isn't winning you anything.
In 30 seconds?
Asian guy who eats all those hot dogs?
Yeah.
Well, he got replaced by...
He got beat.
Now it's Joey Chestnut is the champion.
One of the greatest American athletes, Joey Chestnut.
Check this out. It says, this was the quote. It says, A 77-year-old pensioner ate his portion more quickly than his opponent. One of the contest organizers, this was what he said. He said, he won a prize for that, a jar of sour cream. Now, what happened to him after his victory, the organizers don't know.
I'd like to see that. He probably had no teeth. You know, if you have no teeth, you can probably eat fast.
You think? Just yeah. More room to just potatoes. Get potatoes.
So
in
that's our yeah. advice. If you want to eat as fast as that guy and then die while eating 10 dumplings, get your teeth out.
Completely.
Knock them out.
My teeth are keeping me alive is what you're claiming right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Barely.
No. Nice.
We're going to miss
Barely
him.
Is right.
My advice is stop doing eating contests. Okay. Yeah, enough with
fat,
the fat.
Fat assholes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I also don't know if you die. Did you really win? Did you win the contest when you dropped dead?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
You went out with a bang.
Does the family get to keep the sour cream?
You think he died doing what he loves to do?
Eating sour cream and dumplings. Yeah. Well, good for him. I'm happy. Next story.
Makes me not want to live in the Ukraine.
This next one, speaking of people that died, this one comes to us from Ohio. Ready for this? A morbidly obese Ohio man died Wednesday after being found unconscious in his home. The man had been sitting in a chair for 2 years.
Didn't we go over this like 2 weeks ago?
No, that was
so
a different
many,
one.
So many people.
There's
that
so
do
many
that,
fat
apparently.
People. We just don't run
the
out.
The first God, thing I think of is games. The first thing I think of is how bad that seat smelled.
Oh, you don't. You have no idea. It gets
two
worse.
Years.
Check this out.
Seat filler.
No, you think you don't know how close you are. Check this out.
Did it grow around the
it
seat?
It says no. The man had been sitting in a chair for 2 years and was physically fused to it. When he was discovered by two roommates, one of which was his girlfriend.
This guy's getting more ass than I am, seriously? Yeah,
literally.
Man grew around the chair and he's right. got a girlfriend.
There's someone dick. For everyone.
Yeah, no. Wait, there's more. Authorities who arrived at the house in Bel Air reported seeing the man sitting amidst his own urine and feces, which were infested with maggots. Mm. The man's skin
Seems
had become
healthy.
Attached to the recliner's cloth, and law enforcement officers, one of whom had to dispose of his uniform after responding to the home in order to transport the man to the hospital.
I want to take my clothes off listening.
Yeah. In order to transport him, officers had to carve out a portion of the wall. The man identified as 43-year-old Richard Hughes. The man died after being taken to the hospital in West Virginia. The residence's landlord said Hughes, weighing 348 pounds.
Half of that feces.
He began sitting in the chair after his knees started to hurt and then refused to get up. His girlfriend told police that she fed him because, according to her, he was unable to move around.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so she
makes sense.
With
yeah.
his eyes closed. Like,
who continues to date someone?
Yeah,
well, that's the
question.
Thing.
She wasn't dating. She was taking his credit card.
It says it's his girlfriend.
She's dating his
who
credit
here
card.
Is single?
That's fair enough.
What's
who,
on his credit
single?
Card balance? What kind of work do you do? Sitting in a chair, shitting and pissing all over yourself. And I'll take that job.
Yeah, what
if
does
it's
that pay, by the way?
No, no, by a show of hands. Okay, we got Dave is single. I'm single. Who else here is single?
I ain't single. Nice. Chicks guys, love me.
Everybody but Ron is single. You know what this means? A morbidly obese 348-pound man sitting in his own urine and feces, physically attached to the chair.
That's hot.
Has a girlfriend, and I can't get one.
Well, hey, maybe you need some more macho tacos.
Apparently.
Yeah. I give the guy credit. I mean, how many times have you sat in a chair going, man, I just love to just shit in my pants and just watch the show?
I'm going to go with this once for me.
That's never happened to me.
I don't know the exact number. It's under seven. I'm going to say
seven.
That.
No, I mean, I get that. Huh? Well, I've never done it. I say I give him credit. I mean, haven't you ever sat in, you know, like you're watching a football game or something, you just really don't want to get up.
I had these giant puffy recliners that were very comfortable, and I thought to myself, I could live here.
I notice I don't sit on the same side of the table as Vic anymore on your shows.
I've played World of Warcraft for 16 hours straight before, but I just got up and peed and paused the game.
And you didn't fuse to the chair.
No.
See, that's my advice here. First of all, like, I never understood why my grandparents had that plastic stuff on the furniture. Now I know.
Yeah, and loop.
It's a grandpa wouldn't
well.
Fuse to the chair.
It's one of many reasons why they put stuff down before you sat.
You could put some aloe vera on you or something like that as some lube, like all over your body when you sit into those chairs. When you decide, once you've made the decision to just sit there for the rest of your life, just make sure you get lubed up.
Now, Shay brought up the point that there's a lot of other stories. Every week we have a story about somebody
similar
to this. It does
seem somebody,
yeah. And I'm thinking every time they crane out one of these fat people, there's another fat person underneath that they keep finding. That is my guess. So you should notice what town
is. But are they slightly less fat? So eventually, do you just find a very sweaty, skinny individual?
They're all in Ohio.
Does it say anywhere what the brand of the chair was? Because I think he'd be a great spokesperson. He could be like, I haven't left this chair in how many years?
That's perfect. Now, the most important thing is his girlfriend is single again. So,
did he die?
Yes,
he died.
He died.
From what?
From being fused to a goddamn chair for 10 years.
He's fat and disgusting.
And you know what's really crazy? If I'm that guy, I'm at like family, I'm getting a lawyer and I'm suing. Because I've never seen anything on a chair that says sitting in this for too long will fuse you to the chair and you can die. His family's got a lawsuit.
You're suing.
Yeah, I would.
See, that's why nobody likes Jewish people.
If your family hasn't noticed.
That's horrible. Take that back. The worst part is Gus is Jewish.
Yes,
he's self-hating.
He hates himself.
I hate those Jewish jokes.
Then it's okay.
No, I don't like it.
What he's saying.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate it. Take it back. Take it back.
I will take it back. For you, I'll take it back.
That's very hurtful. You're perpetuating hate.
Not perpetuating, I'm just kind of passing
it on.
No,
he's not perpetuating, he's starting.
Is it bigoted if you hate bigots?
What?
Is it bigoted if you hate bigots?
No.
No, then it's just awesome. Yeah. I mean, they're a group of people, right?
Yeah.
So they don't admit to it. They don't.
Why do you do that, Gus? Why do you rip on my race? Is it a race? You know.
We share. Right. Well, because you don't even know if it's a race or not.
There is a blood relation, so arguably it could be considered a race, but it's also branched out in so many different forms that you could say there's an Israeli Jewish person and a German and a Russian and a et cetera, et cetera.
Boy, a German Jew, that's got to be a serious conflict.
Bottom line is this Jew is saying that there's a lawsuit there.
You're a German Jew? A German Jew. That's got to be very
tough. I would sue their asses off. If I'm the family.
Every night.
It's a lawsuit.
At that point, I'm also going to sue whatever fast food or a place that delivers to them and brings that food to their chair, by the way, because someone brought that food.
I'm just going to go, there's certain things that shouldn't have to be put in print.
No, if they have, no, you're wrong.
You're wrong, Drew. Don't make toast in the bath and don't sit in the chair for 2 years.
Don't place your hand in blender. That's always on there.
You see those tags on pillows that say, you know, it's against, you'll go to prison if you remove a tag on a pillow. If they got tags like that and on mattresses, they should have tags and stuff on chairs. This guy lost his life because there was no tag.
This is how we arrive at the movie Idiocracy, right here.
This guy lost his life because he's a lazy bastard. But is he the first person to have to be buried in a sitting position?
That's a good question.
No, they probably peeled him off the chair.
You ask what kind of chair it is. I think it's pretty obvious. Clearly, this is a lazy boy.
Lazy boy.
100%.
Yes.
100%. It's also designed.
What do you think of this next woman, then?
Giant people.
What was she pulled out of?
In here, this is an Atlanta woman. Now, this one is kind of interesting. A 30-year-old Atlanta woman with a history of bulimia accidentally swallowed a butter knife while attempting to demonstrate for friends that she no longer had a gag reflex.
Mm. Is she single?
That was my question. Yeah.
She's not on the chair.
Her boyfriend grew around the chair.
Yeah, no, she has a husband.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
What's that?
Why did you look at me when you said that? You're like, this is a good one, and you looked at me.
Yeah. Because I want to know, I have questions about a gag reflex. Right. No, it says, the patient told doctors that she was holding the knife partially down her throat when something made her laugh, causing the utensil to slide into her esophagus. Ugh. Following the procedure, the woman's husband revealed that 4 years earlier, she had swallowed a knife that required surgical removal. Now, here's my question.
So
if you
did this
once, at that point, don't you like...
Yeah, my advice is for the guy. Go, just make sure you have spoons only in the house.
Well, I just
you're
hope
not,
she, I hope
you're not
she's
cutting yourself.
I hope she's really thin because she's really working hard at it. I mean, she's swallowing everything around. She's sticking anything down her throat.
Well, yeah, but she's figuring if she's bulimic, it's coming back up. Like a knife.
Yeah, it'll just cut her to shreds.
That's why you want spoons only in the house,
or a spork.
A spork is tough.
Spork would work.
Yeah. You're just a moron.
Also rhymes.
But no, as a gag reflex, I mean, Shay?
Again, looking at me, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I could ask, Vic if he has a gag reflex, but I just don't like where that conversation's going.
I do. It's caused
really?
Me a lot of problems.
Jude jokes makes him gag, apparently.
Beets make me gag.
Beets?
Yes, I have a gag reflex.
If I smell beets, it makes me...
I do.
Oh.
I can stick a banana.
I'm so sad now.
We're
I can
all
stick a.
Disappointed.
I can.
I'm not disappointed. Last episode.
No, I can
she
stick a banana.
To that mic,
I have a, so. I have a small
not,
enough dick
wait,
not
I
to
guess I have to change the questions on the questionnaire as to who gets on the show.
Yeah, I could stick a. I've done this, and I'm sure other guys have tried this. I've stuck a banana almost all the way down my throat.
Why?
Just to see if what would happen.
I have a
just
confession. I've done the same.
Really?
I believe you did it to see if all the other guys in the room had a gag reflex.
No, we were having like a party at the house.
Yeah, that's what they
people
call
do.
It.
No,
every
no.
guy's done it.
I've never done it.
Here's the thing. It
why,
was.
Why
think
would
back.
I do that? I just never thought about it.
I'll
this
tell
never
you,
popped into my head.
It's a common thing. You're curious like that about stuff like that.
No, for us it was a contest. It was a challenge.
Change that pronoun.
Here's what happened. There were a couple girls there and a couple guys, and we were talking about, like, did people have gag reflexes and stuff like that? And again, all I said was, like, how hard can it be?
Right.
You know, it's like,
how hard did
everyone
get
took a banana.
Really how hard is
everyone took a banana, and my friend Dina, to this day, still writes me on Facebook, remember that day you did that? Because I took a banana and was able to just pull it out without a tooth mark.
All the way
see,
back.
The thing is, I don't care how detailed that story is. All I hear is I gave myself a blowjob test and I'm pretty good at it. That's what everybody here.
Why
heard.
Do you have
hey,
to go there, Gus?
Because
he blew a banana. That was the story.
He didn't. He stuck it down his throat.
It was
it's different.
A fruit experiment.
Right.
Did you keep, say, did you remain? Did you remain? You know, staring at the banana. Did you keep?
I kept eye contact because I wanted the banana to feel like I cared.
He did lay with the banana.
Then it's slutty. Swallow the banana and don't look at it. It's you're a slut.
Why do you guys have to turn everything into sex? I mean, why is it you turn putting a banana down your throat into sex?
Yeah. Why would we do that? You're right. That's,
I mean, it's
that's
crazy.
We apologize.
You guys have such dirty minds.
Because you put a squash in your rectum, it doesn't mean it's sexual.
No.
I once put a baby carrot in my ass.
Wow.
That's,
hold on.
That's when the story goes one step too far.
Wait, I love that. You missed, he
so
missed
that wasn't
one
sexual
letter.
For you at all?
He missed the S. He meant a
it's
baby's
not sexual.
Carrot.
You were just trying to get vitamin C up your ass.
No, I mean.
Were you worried about, your eyesight? Was that?
No, I was a kid experimenting.
Yes, he missed the S. It was a baby's carrot.
What kind of experiment is that? That's a weird experiment.
I was getting in touch with my body, okay?
Look,
as a kid, you know what my experiments were? I would take stuff from under the kitchen sink and see if I could make something explode.
Every kid does what I did.
That stuff and
no,
go, what
no, every kid does not do.
Every
what you
kid
did.
Does it, Ron. That's some little, you probably blocked it out.
That's a little Thomas Edison. I'm going to give him credit for that.
Thank you.
You know, everybody has to experiment, start somewhere. Good job.
Yeah, you talk about what's up, Doc.
What did you do? What did you shove up there?
What did I shove up there?
Yeah.
I can't go into that because your boyfriend's in the room.
Yeah, and can I? Yeah, can I mention?
They're just seeing each other casually. Please.
Casually. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Now, Shay, just to go back, before we move on to the next question, and this is a legitimate question. Did you, as you friends, girlfriends, did you ever practice?
With a banana?
Or anything.
With anything.
I didn't, but I'm sure my girlfriends did.
Yeah.
The two guys to your right apparently did, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys, by the way, you guys should hang out more often,
you
if I can tell you that.
You have to know, like, what the other side is up to.
Yes, you have to know.
You know what,
how
can
big.
I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, nope. I don't care.
Thank
I
mean, you, darn, you, for not judging.
Yeah. No, you do whatever you want, freak.
Right. No. The truth is that I'm experimental.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. I know. Baby carrot ass day is coming.
You know what else?
Chick-fil-A will soon have baby ass carrot insertion day.
The truth is, I'm the only honest one at this fucking table.
Wait a minute. What about me? I'm on your side.
No, but other things we've done.
No, no. Listen, I'm not shy. If I had put a baby carrot inside my ass?
He just
I
told
would tell
you he swallowed a banana.
He okay. Porn. He showed everything on video. He's
yeah.
Not
okay.
Shy.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. You're corrected. I'm corrected.
Thank okay. you. Go All on. Right. Our
About
next story.
Goddamn time.
Then we're going to get to some questions. This one, a man claims that a faulty drug turned him into a gay sex addict.
Is that faulty drug Bud Light? What was that drug?
Bud Light?
Just had a drink?
No.
What was it?
No, he says a faulty drug turned him into a sex addict. He says the drug in question is called Requip.
Well, I love that it's a gay sex addict.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, the man says that he's always been heterosexual addict, his entire life until he started taking Requip. Mr. Jambart, a 52...
Jambart?
Jambart. He's a 52-year-old married French citizen, claims the...
Yeah, but he's Filipino, right?
Jambart? I don't know.
If he's French, then the story's okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That he's. Oh, absolutely.
Also, there's no such thing as being gay if you're French.
That's what I'm saying. The story's
that's just
fine.
Being
the
French.
Okay.
Well, let me read you the story and then we'll get into it. It says he says he began taking the tablets in 2003 when his doctor prescribed them for him. He didn't think anything of it, but after a while, he began noticing some changes in himself and his behavior. He began doing some things that he wouldn't normally do under normal circumstances.
Like swallowing bananas.
Swallowing bananas. No, listen, it says Jam Barrett, he's suing the giant for £390,000 as a result, or francs, I should say, as a result of what the faulty drug has done to him. His heterosexual behavior has changed to homosexual preference after taking the drug.
Mm. He's also blown over 200,000 francs,
well,
by
yes.
the way. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank
he
you.
Says it's gotten much worse.
That was terrible.
As a result of being on the Requip drug, he began exposing his private parts on the internet. Cross-dressing became a regular hobby of his, and he even became a compulsive gay sex addict. As if things couldn't get much worse for him, apparently they did.
Ooh.
He began having dangerous sexual encounters with different men. This led to him being raped and becoming depressed over the incident. And in fact, he says he became so depressed over the rape, he turned in and turning into a homosexual, that he tried to kill himself 8 times.
Well, he sucks at killing himself.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the story.
Yeah, I would change the word try. I don't think that man's trying that hard to kill himself.
If God forbid I wanted to kill myself.
A chemical imbalance that makes you gay.
What's
he's
that?
Just been gay, and then that whatever that thing was got rid of in his inhibitions and made him do what he should have been doing in the first place.
Yeah. Once the capitalize.
What upsets me about this story is I feel that it's somehow making being gay bad.
Yeah.
The man should be thrilled. He's going to have a better life. He's going to be with so
Vic's
many
one of those people. He's like, make rape an aid.
No. I think
he
no.
Took
I
don't... a pill when he started dressing better.
First of all, I don't like the rape part
there
of that.
There you go.
No.
If I, you know, I think if I ever have a kid, I would hope he's gay. I mean, I think it's a wonderful life. This is a good time to be gay. Okay. This guy should be thanking that part of pharmaceutical company.
I would say that I would be okay and totally supportive if my kid was gay, but I'm not like
hoping. You are
I
hoping?
Hope
hoping?
I have a gay son.
I'm just hoping I don't have any kids, period.
Yeah, that's
we are
me.
Too.
If
are
I
too.
Have one, I'll give him to you, Vic.
I think this is a ripe time to be gay. And I think this
guy. You're making it sound very awkward.
It's getting creepier by the second, but yeah.
And I'm suddenly creeped out by baby carrots.
Yeah. Which were in those pills. We thought baby carrots.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It says, after first taking the drugs, I was bursting with energy. Well, he was bursting with something. Yeah. He says he would get up at 4 a.m. and run 10.5 kilometers. But later, it just went too far. My life was ruined. My family and I were treated like we had the plague.
Now, I don't want to go back to a previous story, but were you two ever on medication? Because based on the last story before you guys started jamming things in your ass, I thought maybe.
I swallowed a banana. There was no ass jamming.
I'm the only one.
There is a point.
Only one.
There is a point for possibly being like affected by drugs making you hornier. That's entirely possible because it's a hormone imbalance.
But to go, I liked women and now I like
start
men.
Start making eye contact when you're giving blowjobs. That's not. Now, if you didn't make eye contact, we've talked about this before,
then
I'm
then
sure.
Then you're not gay?
No, you're just experimenting. Then
You're
selfish.
You're curious. You're curious.
Yeah, totally. I haven't done it, but that's how I would do it.
This guy doesn't have a chance at a lawsuit. I think the guy in the chair is a much better chair.
I like how the funny thing is, Vic is like telling Gus, it's like, you know, you're doing this stereotype Jew thing, but now Vic wants to sue everybody.
No, I think it's important to, that's a litmus test.
You said Jewish people sue?
It's a horrible stereotype, and it's not even true.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I want to sue somebody.
I thought you just owned all
I've always
the
wanted
money.
To sue somebody, but I just, nothing ever comes up.
Stop with all the stereotypes about Jews. It's not nice.
No, I'm not saying it's a, well, it might be a Jewish thing. I don't know. I'm Jewish. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay to be Jewish?
White trash people love to sue.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. You know why there's a label on Preparation H? I think Larry the Cable Guy did this joke, but Preparation H has a label that says do not take orally.
Really?
Because apparently someone took orally and then their mouth swelled up and they got really sick because they're morons and think that you should... There's that goo.
I'm sure there's still a lot of people that, despite it being written on, will still take it orally.
Yeah, they sued Preparation H for it.
They probably won.
They won a little bit of money, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good lawsuit.
So I'm thinking the gay guy may win.
Okay.
They probably will.
The newly gay guy.
All right, well, now here's the thing. We've got our questions. And again, if you have questions, you can call in at 800-893-9562 or you can submit them to our email. But...
I've got some advice for the dude.
You have advice before you go to the questions?
Pray the gay away.
Nice.
My grandma does that.
And then enjoy some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Well, we have questions that actually kind of go with this, believe it or not. Someone wrote in from Glenview, Illinois. This is from a young lady named Diane. Diane wrote in, says, I think my husband may be bisexual. Sometimes when we role play in bed, he makes me dress like a guy, mustache and all.
Oh, God.
Wow.
He also likes me to wear a fake penis and go as far as actual penetration.
And she said, God. I think?
Yeah. She said, no, here, but she tries. She says, I do this as often as twice a week sometimes. He insists that he's straight, but he has not made proper love to me in almost a year.
What is he French?
What is proper love? Hello!
Yes, English accent.
Hello, little bump crumpets.
A little top hat.
I would like to penetrate you slowly with affection.
Now, yeah, what's I agree.
Why is she confused?
There's no confusion here.
Strapped on the fake penis,
yeah,
all confusion went out the window.
Where is their enjoyment for her?
The mustache? I go with the mustache.
My advice is to get one
it tickles?
Of those.
No,
the isn't truth? There like a double dildo thing?
Yes.
That like you can strap on, has like a little belt thing on the clit.
He should
get one of those so
attached.
You can have a good time. Keep plowing your gay boyfriend and everybody.
Husband,
whatever. And everybody's happy.
I don't even see the problem. Which do you think came first? Do you think he had her put on the mustache first and then went, let's up the ante?
Yeah.
You work your way into something.
It's hard to work your way. It's hard to work your way back from the fake penis.
You're not still selling it. Yeah.
The cock and balls isn't
one.
Doing it for me.
Let me tell you,
she probably had one and then he went, wait a second, let me try. I want to see what you're doing. That's probably how he introduced it.
Yeah, let me tell you how this works. I've done a lot of role playing in my day.
Yeah,
and when there's trust, it just depends on the woman. And this, you know, like for me, I would slowly work, like you said, work things in until we've got, there's a lot of activity going on here.
Did you get thrown off?
Yeah, but when I've role played, you know, it's... I've never gone this far, though.
Do you think this is just a really, really elaborate setup so that he can fuck her in the ass?
I want to know where these people get a fake mustache.
You know, like he's like, I took it
they sell them
ass,
at stores.
Now yeah. You have to take it in yours? Like, do you think maybe that's what it is?
I think
she's whining too much.
Because I've heard girls say that. They're like, oh, sure, you can fuck me in the ass if I get to fuck you in the ass.
They were the two roommates of the big guy in the chair, you think? Could be. Yeah, he'd sit in the chair and watch him. No wonder he never left.
You know, this woman.
Show going on.
What's her name? I'm going to tell her something. What's her name?
Diane in Glenview.
Diane.
Listen,
Vic's got something to say, guys.
Diane in Glenview. I wanted to tell you something right now. You are a wife. Your job is to keep your man happy, to keep a smile on his face. If he wants you to ram something up his behind, you do it with a smile, okay? That is your job as a wife. And if you're not getting pleasure out of it, see a shrink. Get some help, okay? You signed a commitment. Go on.
No, that's okay. That's
how I feel about it, and I'm disgusted by the question.
Should she wear a mustache when she sees the shrink or no?
And the other thing is, what's her name, Diane?
Yes.
Diane, think about what you want. Maybe you want him to wear a fake vagina. And then you can do the opposite.
I'm sure he'd gladly do that.
Here's the thing. He's pretty much close enough at that point. All right, next one.
I like this couple.
Okay. Well, this one also. This is, Vic, you wanted the gay son? Here's a person that, okay, I'll read the question. You take from it what you want.
Go.
This says, hi guys, my son is in the fifth grade and insists on dressing like Lady Gaga every day of summer school.
So?
Should I encourage or discourage him? Sincerely, a loyal fan from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Encourage.
Encourage, really?
Yeah
also, it depends on how much he looks
even,
like
I wouldn't
Lady
even
Gaga.
Encourage Lady Gaga to dress like Lady Gaga.
Is he booking gigs, though?
That's what I was going to say. Right. Well, how good does he, if he looks a lot like Lady Gaga, can throw some Lady Gaga dance moves
fifth
down?
Fifth grade.
Go make
really?
Some money off this little shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's the thing. I actually, strangely enough, something close to this. I used to visit an ex-girlfriend lived in San Diego.
In Kalamazoo.
And she had a neighbor. Nice couple, young couple. They had a six-year-old who used to put on these, he would spend a week or two and he would rehearse these elaborate dance routines to music.
A six-year-old?
That we would refer to the performances as Cirque du Soleil. Because he would come with the jazz fingers and he'd run all up to you. It was It was really
hard. So what's
hard
wrong
to
with that?
He was how old, six?
He was about six. And every week he would put on a different performance.
Well, let me ask you this. Did the what parents, the like, were dad, the parents offended dad, if you said your kid is going to be, is gay or?
It's a different time,
what's
Drew.
Wrong with being gay?
Being gay is exciting.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I got no problem.
You're
with,
old school, with man. This is the gay age.
I'm just wondering if his parents were in denial or
did
not.
Did he nail the backflips? That's all that's important. Because, you know, if you're paying good money, you want to make sure, you know.
I think the dad tried not to laugh at times. When your son's throwing out jazz fingers, you're trying not to laugh.
And by the way, it's called jazz hands.
It's called jazz hands. Yeah. Thank you for correcting that.
It's really bothering me.
Well, it shows you how much
well,
I know.
No, it's get jazz your hands, but if you're doing correct, this, please. That's jazz fingers. Let me tell you, right there.
Today, the performance will be by the slide, and he would run down the slide and get all in your grill. The whole thing was
It sounds
awkward.
Adorable.
It is adorable, but it's also funny.
Yes, it is very funny. But the dad, I will say, actually put the music on for him, ran the music. So his dad figured, you know what, I'm going to milk this shit.
I mean,
for
if we're having an
I
honest answer, I would totally encourage it because I would think it was hilarious. And then I would YouTube use it in comedy.
I would put it on YouTube and make $1 million.
You don't make money off YouTube, but yeah.
Always, if there's an opportunity to make money off of your kids, you
do it. Oh, I
take
agree.
That opportunity.
Absolutely. Even if that includes selling them for medical experiments.
If he really loves dressing up as Lady Gaga, make him do chores before he does it. That's the rule. Hey, you can dress up Lady Gaga and do performances all you want.
If you wash the car.
If
you were dressing like Madonna, I'd have a problem because it's not really current. So, I give this guy credit for
Nicki
this
Minaj.
Little one, you know, for being on top of it.
Encourage him.
Changing with the time.
I think we all agree that encouraging them is the best way to do it.
You may want to change the terminology from on top of it, but yes, otherwise, yes.
All right, well, on to our next question.
I don't even know why that was a question.
They're just a little concerned about their kid.
If we're giving bad advice, I'd say send them to the Pray the Gay Away camp again.
Do those even exist anymore?
No, they totally exist.
What is the gay way? I don't even know.
You haven't heard that?
Michelle Bachman's husband.
Yeah, my grandma actually was a lesbian until she found Jesus. I swear to God, this is 100% true. You can look it up.
And
name's Barbara Swallow. And you know my last name is Swallow.
I have a question on that.
Well, here's the thing. If your last name is Swallow, I mean...
Yeah.
It's amazing you're alive
with
that name.
If she was going to stay a lesbian, you should have to change her name to Barbara Lick.
She was technically not even ever a lesbian. She was just cheating on my grandpa while also banging my grandpa. She was basically a whore.
Wow.
Which is fine. I don't care. I'm not judging her or anything. She's my grandma. She's awesome. She also
sounds
three
like
pointers
judging.
All
There's
day
a first
long.
For bad advice. We've just called a grandma a whore.
Is she still alive? Is she listening? Can we do a shout out?
Oh, she won't be listening. Hey, Grandma.
Grandma! We got to talk loud.
Grandma Swallow.
But yeah, there's camps. She goes around and counsels people on how not to be gay.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Turn your hearing aid up. They're calling you a whore on the radio. Is that what just went down?
I believe Ron is not a...
I'm sure my grandma will love to hear that. She's not listening.
Okay. But you're proud of her, and that's what matters.
She's busy praying.
Yeah,
I'm not proud of the actual pray the gay away part thing. That's ridiculous.
But that's some good advice.
But yeah, that's my advice if you want to ruin your child.
All right. Well, then what do we do for this next person? This one comes to us from Colin in Anchorage. Colin wrote in and says, "I have a really hot second cousin. She likes to party, and last time we drank together, she was flirting with me. Oh, God. Is it okay to have sex with a second cousin?"
Depends if she's hot. No.
Yeah, if she's hot.
If you live in Kansas.
It also depends what you mean. It depends
Anchorage,
what you,
not Kansas.
Oh, Anchorage.
Saying, if you live in Kansas.
There are no women in Anchorage.
I was going to say.
It's cold in Anchorage.
You know what? Normally I would say no, it's not okay, but you're in Anchorage, so go for it.
Put a carrot in her ass.
It also depends what you mean by second cousin. If she's your second choice of cousins, then no. And if you've already been rejected by one cousin, no, you can't start going through the family tree like that.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes someone a second cousin?
If the first one said no.
Wouldn't it be like a cousin's kid?
I don't know. I've never understood this stuff. Do you know?
I think
isn't it
is
a second generation?
It's second generation.
Yeah.
Then what happens when it's once removed? Kid. What does that mean when it's a cousin once removed?
When you remove her from the living room to your bedroom, then she's once removed. And bang her.
This is bad advice, so I say marry her.
Nice.
Yeah. And have lots of children.
That's what I was going to say. Is it in reality, you can actually hook up with a second cousin. You can't impregnate a second cousin. You pull out an hour early because if you impregnate a second cousin, same act.
Yeah, you see, I kind of go with that.
Gus, you're the result of that kind of relationship.
Oh, it's a child. And by cousin, you mean brother, sister? Yes.
It's a child of a first cousin. So if you actually, I have a cousin, Jacob, and he has a kid, then if I was attracted to his kid, which would be totally creepy because...
Wouldn't there be a big age difference?
There should be a pretty big age difference.
It depends. If you're in a family of 10.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
I would say that I don't see the problem.
I'm going to go with Gus on this one. I think we're giving him the go on this because I think, you know, look, if you want to do it, go for it. But no coming inside. Like, no. They have special condoms. Like, don't, you know, the cousin condom. It's like, you know, triple thick.
And inside a sock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So listen, you go be happy. All right. Moving on then.
And it's also Alaska. There are no women up there.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Take what you can get. Do you know that's not true? There are places in Alaska where women outnumber the men. I was there.
They look like the men.
Of course, they outnumber them 6-3. So it's not still, your odds are not good. But
they have full beards.
Just move away from Alaska.
All right, here we go. This next one. My girlfriend complains that I am cheap just because I took her out to dinner the other night and I paid with food stamps.
Cheap. Oh.
I haven't worked.
That's classic.
He says, I haven't worked in almost 4 years due to the bad economy. Now, should I give this gold digger the heave-ho?
Gold digger?
She's definitely gold digging in Baton
when you
Rouge.
Have to pay for shit.
I think she's more of a stamp digger.
If she is sticking Where's with the gold? You after you've had no job for 4 years, you should be fucking thankful.
It's not the economy.
For you. Yeah.
Has he been sitting in his chair the whole time?
A girlfriend of mine went out on a date with a guy. And he took her for Valentine's Day. He took her and used a coupon from Groupon for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Is that good or bad?
Where was it? What was the restaurant?
What was the place?
The Spago.
Encino.
Arby's. If it was Denny's.
It was Arby's.
But if it was Morton's Steakhouse, maybe.
For
then it's
Valentine's
like,
Day.
Yeah.
I think guys and girls view this completely differently. And mostly because it's the guy paying. But
yeah, I don't know. What's your problem?
Would I do it?
A coupon
on
Valentine's Day?
It's Groupon. And if it's a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, my girlfriend is Jewish.
Oh, boy, here we
so
go.
She's suing.
She's going to sue
here.
People.
This is offensive
and
already.
Anytime that she can save money, she does. Honestly, we usually use the entertainment coupon book and decide where to go based upon.
Yeah, no,
what
but
we find
Shay's
in
saying
there.
It's that special day.
Right, but let me ask this. Let me ask Shay this then. If you go to if it's Valentine's Day and the boyfriend says we're going to go to Morton Steakhouse, she says, "Oh, great." He says, "I have a coupon." You'd rather him not use it for that day?
I think if you're having a special day, don't use a coupon.
Spend more for the same thing.
No, he doesn't have to pick Morton's or whatever.
Pick something he can afford.
Yeah, but the question is, let's say there's a restaurant you really want to go to. It's a special place.
Shay, you are so high maintenance.
It's an expensive restaurant.
Our relationship is over.
No, it's actually interesting to hear this because she's the only girl.
She's the only girl.
The one who's right.
No, so the question is this. I'm saying you have a restaurant.
To tell the waiter, because the whole story, I think he went even to Marmalade. And
the truth is, I never used a coupon on a date. So that's the truth.
The lady's I'm sorry. Either. The waitress is like, we don't use coupons on Valentine's Day. And he insists, and there was a whole conversation.
Oh, well, that's a little different. You don't want to embarrass her. But again, the question, though, the first question.
What is the question?
Is
on a Valentine's Day date, I don't think you should be using a coupon. Save the coupon.
Unless you're planning to break up.
You want to see her again, not on a special day.
I still smell gold digger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Really? Can you really dig gold from a guy who is on food stamps?
What's next? Going through his EBT
cards? Here's a gold digger. After a show once, I'm having a conversation with this girl. She mentioned she has a kid in the first first like 3 sentences. I don't give a shit. It's not a big deal. I'm just chatting with a girl. She's clearly flirting a little bit. She's giving me a couple compliments. And then she says, So, how much money do you make doing this? Do you own a house? I was like,
that's when you go, excuse me, I'm going to the restroom.
It's like, yeah, and I'm not going to. Yeah, you just run away.
My advice,
that's a real gold digger. The difference is this girl's not gold digging. She's nice. She's got to be a nice person. Who stays with, I mean, she must love the hell out of this
My guess is she's chained to the house somewhere. Like in the basement. Because no woman would want to be with a guy like this.
Well, you'd think that, but women stay with dudes.
What is this guy's name?
We've all known women.
What is his name?
We all know.
Does Vic got something
I'll
to
get
say
back
to somebody?
To
you, can you not talk to the person if you don't call them by name?
No, okay. It's impersonal.
Okay.
What's his name?
I can't find it anymore.
Vic,
it's gone.
To whom it may concern.
I'd like to say something to Vic. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys would go out on a date on Valentine's Day and use a coupon?
Nope. I honestly don't think I would do that.
I haven't, but if I was going somewhere and I came upon a coupon, I'm curious whether the woman would rather me spend more money for the same thing.
My girlfriend,
on Valentine's Day is a little weak.
Yeah, I can tell you 100% though that my girlfriend would say, yeah, let's save some money.
It was Philip.
But I also live with her. and our money started to be intermixed.
Right. So you guys have been dating for quite a while. If this is a new relationship.
New relationship, I definitely don't. I don't
look
tacky.
Exactly. If it's a girl I've been dating for a while and I can save half off the dinner, you damn well better be understanding about it.
You? Yeah. You'd save half off the dinner by not inviting the girl. That's how you would save.
Yes, that's true too.
This is the deal. Real quick, Philip, you are dating a gold digger. There's no reason she shouldn't be happy with you. You sound like a really successful guy. You sound really ambitious. Yeah. And I think you need to
your shit together.
Yeah, you really got it together. It sounds like you really got a nice life plan there. And I'd get rid of her. Find someone better.
All right. Oh, also, it's always a good idea to blame all of your problems on the economy. Yeah.
For 4 years.
For 4 years.
Because nobody else
I'm sure
has jobs.
Nothing.
Everybody in America is totally jobless.
Economy. I've been unemployed since 1983.
Philip, move to Anchorage. There's some hot chicks there.
Yeah. That's there my you advice. Go.
Also, nice. The only restaurants that take food stamps are like drive-through restaurants. There's no legitimate restaurant.
How do you know?
Because they're advertised everywhere. EBT, EBT.
It's Baton Rouge.
Jack in the Box.
It's Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
They all take food stamps there.
You
that's
think?
A fact.
Yes. Or grocery stores or something.
I'm going to go with that's a fact. All right, next question. This comes from Ben and Vernon. Ben, you know what? I want to do this. Yeah. Ben and Vernon wrote in, my male friend is interested in my female friend. The girl has herpes. Should I tell him?
Yes.
Really?
If the friend of yours, what are you not going to say anything until everyone starts calling him Scabby McPatterson? You're going to have to say something.
No.
He's going to find out sooner or later.
Say nothing.
Maybe you can eventually, you're right there, Ronnie?
Say nothing.
It's hot as hell in here.
It is warm in here, but.
Maybe call him and tell him in the middle
that's
of the
night.
I mean,
Shay
I know
topless.
We want Shay to take her shirt off, but oh. Jesus,
is that
guys.
Rough?
It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. In the middle of sex, call him and say she has herpes.
Really? No.
I would do this.
Actually, no.
Bro,
I think the best thing you do is you text while they're going.
No, never
use
text.
Use a condom. She's been around.
That's probably better. That's probably
better.
No,
the way to do it is, and this is a very clever way of when you never want to share anything and you can totally get off the hook. You say to your friend, you know, whatever her name is, let's call her Rhonda.
Or.
Yeah. You know, Rhonda has schmurpees. And then they'll go, did you say she had herpes? No.
No, schmurpees.
And you're not lying.
Herpes.
That's what I
realized. With burpees? Is that what we're going with?
You have to tell him if he's a friend of yours, but you got to be a little
but
more subtle.
But she's his friend also.
Yeah, so you'd be more subtle. You say, if you guys date, you don't need to get a tattoo. She'll eventually sign her name with a sore across your face. And that way, you know
what you do? You actually talk to the girl and say, hey, like, we know what's going on. I just want to make sure that you...
Where's the fun in that?
Tell your friend.
I think you'd be a little subtle. Just say, do you like women with herpes? And if he says no, then say, dump your girlfriend.
Play it cool.
It's cool.
It's not his job to be on herpes patrol. Okay, you know, just leave it alone.
No, don't
forget
leave it alone.
It.
If he's a good friend, if he's some dude that you just hang out with from time to time, fuck him.
No, I say, listen, you mind your own business, and if your friend comes and he goes, dude, I can't believe you didn't tell me.
First of all, he doesn't even know if that.
That's something you wanted to know.
Tell him once they start dating, he can no longer use your glasses.
He doesn't even know. Unless you've seen the actual lesion, you don't know if the person has herpes.
Here's the thing is, if you're dating someone and the word lesion has to come into play, somebody has to know something.
That's some
no,
issue.
But herpes, that's how telephone happens. You know, it's like, it's
so
a rumor.
Does this mean that your buddy also doesn't use condoms ever? I mean, because you're relatively safe if you have a condom. Like,
if you're dating somebody, how strapping up are you?
I got news for you.
You still with your
girlfriend?
You
say something like three out of every four people has some form of it.
What's that?
Well, there's mouth herpes that almost everybody has.
Yeah,
if you're lucky.
But, and it's literally like
almost everybody. Yeah, they say it's like 3 out of every 4 people.
Yeah, like it's almost everybody has it in the mouth, but you don't get a lot of it. If you're healthy, it's not gonna. You're not gonna have an outbreak.
Herpes is a badge of honor.
I am.
I don't
sharing
have it.
Anything with you people. You people are all gross.
I'm like very lucky. I do not have herpes.
She just has this look on her face, like, who am I in a room with?
Well, it's pretty simple. If you've gotten a cold sore before. A good chance you have herpes on your mouth. If you've gotten a cold sore,
right, it's not
a pretty good chance you have herpes.
Well, welcome to the comedy show.
Holy shit, Ron sucks.
Wipe that herpes off your face.
You're all horse.
Ron sucks. Quite the pressing.
All right, we'll move on to
infested.
A more fun one here.
No wonder Ron's hot in here. Outbreak of herpes.
It is warm in here.
I'm dying.
All
let's
right.
go.
Okay, next question.
I'm surprised
this
Vic hasn't taken a shirt off at this point.
This one is kind of a strange one. This is from Ben in Portland. Ben wrote in and said, I'm a 28-year-old guy who keeps dreaming that I'm a homeless female prostitute in my 70s. Could these dreams be the effect of too much drinking and partying?
No.
It could just mean you're broke, gay, horny, and out of shape. I guess technically that's possible.
Exactly.
I have dreams about being a superhero and fighting giants. That's because I'm obsessed.
You really? The guy
that's
right
why
next
he punches
to
me every time I see him.
What's Mexican.
Boom. I like your t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, it's X-Men. That's right. Boom. Also, do I have flash underwear?
See, now, my question is, first, before I give Ben any advice, what are you watching? Like, okay, you dream of X-Men and superheroes because that's what you watch a lot of.
Yeah, and
right?
read a lot of.
So what is Ben watching before he goes to sleep that he is dreaming of a homeless female prostitute in her 70s? It's like, pretty ugly woman.
Could be his medication. Like, what's
he's
he
watching
taking?
Bum fight porn.
You know, I've done
home
a lot
videos of Barbara Swallow is my guess.
I've done a lot of therapy. Grandma. No, I've done a lot of therapy, and I can help you out, Ben. Basically,
you've
in any,
done a lot of therapy?
I have, yes.
And it's not working.
You should have seen me before. So in the dream, you are the person you're dreaming about. So you are a homeless prostitute. And you need to work on that.
Oh, come
what do you
on.
Dream about?
Charge more? What do you mean you need to work on that? What does that mean?
Vic, what do you dream about?
Vic dreams about being handsome and having girls like him.
Also still a prostitute, however.
Is there, wait a minute, is there really a prostitute out there in her 70s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, there's probably dudes
she charges
who like,
$22 an hour.
Yeah, she has no I teeth and she's wonderful.
No, I bet you actually
you
they're
Tijuana
expensive.
Lately?
No. I bet you I it's, a, okay. it's like
really,
a,
they have those.
That's
a
where
fetish
they go to
thing.
Die.
I bet there's a fetish thing where dudes love fucking old chicks.
Yeah, 70s like, is the new 60s.
What?
So
70s is the new 69. Is that what you're coming with?
I would make love to a 70-year-old if she were pretty and she were nice and she treated me well.
Run away from you? Yes.
You'd make love to a chair.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't. If it was nice to me,
if that guy attached to it, sure.
I'd make love to a seat cushion, a lot of things. But I'd make love to an older woman because she's got a lot of experience.
She can't leave.
If she's in a walker or a wheelchair, it is harder for her to leave. That's a good point.
Have you ever gone out with older guys?
Me?
Not that old.
What's older? Yeah.
Older?
Like 60s? 60s, 70s?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
I'm recently single, so no.
No.
He wasn't like...
I'm going to tell you.
What's the oldest dude, oldest age difference for you?
10.
10 years. How about you guys? What's oldest age difference?
20, 25?
Older or younger?
Younger, of course.
Younger. Come on.
I dated one girl.
I'm too
who
old
was
to be going. If seriously, if I
me.
If I was doing a woman 20 what? Years older than me, yeah. I would be having sex with that homeless.
Yeah, I dated a girl
who's
5 years older yeah. than me. But that's it. 5 years older than me. One.
In my dream, Drew is having sex with that 70-year-old prostitute, by the way.
You've been drinking too much.
I've gone on dates with girls who are much younger than me, but I didn't date them.
I want to tell you.
Was it even entertaining? I mean, are they?
No, it was horrible. Well, it was one
say.
The worst sex of all time.
Why?
Oh, it was. There's a bunch of shit. She used teeth on the blowjob, and then she threw up. That was interesting.
Wait a minute. Wait,
which happens all the time woman? When women
this
blow
is
you.
A 22-year-old, and also she had no rhythm, and we were both really skinny, so shit was just banging together and clanging like pots and pans, and I it hurt. It hurt. It was. It was terrible. It was terrible.
This is the worst porno on tape I've ever heard in my life.
Let me just tell you that I see the beauty in every woman. And I have done double takes at women in their 70s. And I have thought, I have gone there. And you know what? And
I have too, just because they were crossing the road so damn slowly.
Any female, let me say over 18, has an opportunity in my mind.
You would bang an 18-year-old?
If she were, yes.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Why?
They look like they're kids to me. They're children.
If she were mature.
I don't want to bang a children.
If 18? She were an old soul, like 20.
18. I don't care. It's gross.
Did you notice that when Vic said, let's say at least 18, did you notice that he felt he had to say that?
At least 18. I want you guys to understand that I don't fuck children.
That's what I was trying
to
say.
And let me be clear that 18-year-olds to me are children. They're still
no, no, no.
And then his lawyer
just because you're legally allowed to go do some shit.
No, the law has said they're adults.
I'm not talking about the law.
That's what we're talking about.
Personality.
Disney says you're an adult at 12, so fuck it.
I haven't had sex with that
personality. Have you ever hung out with an 18-year-old just graduated high school?
Have you ever with an old soul?
Well, we're not going to answer that now, Ron.
You hang out with an 18-year-old with an old soul.
Easy, kids, easy.
Hang out with an 18-year-old with an old soul. Like she's hey. You know what? Don't judge.
So what? She's like 22?
Yeah, if she's an old soul and she's
even
like a 22-year-old.
At this point, 22 is like, that's I'll fuck a girl who's 22, I think.
I'm finding 22. You are so judgmental. You're so judgmental.
But isn't part of it 17, like being mentally
17 year difference, dude?
It doesn't matter. I could teach
when
a younger woman
born,
something.
I was 17.
It doesn't matter. You got to stop doing the math. I got someone waving a pen in my head.
All right, we're moving
That's
on.
That's not funny.
Guys.
None of this is funny.
This is not funny.
No, not one bit.
But, so we're going to move right on.
I think it's funny.
I like the shitting in the share part, personally. That's okay. All right.
All right, well, here we go. We'll move on to this one. It said, I made the big mistake of sleeping with my rather sexy 42-year-old mother-in-law. Now, my wife is pregnant, and she's a fat pig.
Oh.
I did what I had to do.
Wow.
Should I tell my wife, and is there any chance she'd understand?
Never.
Part in Jersey City.
Dude, Jersey City.
How optimistic are you that you would believe that?
I think she might understand.
Not if you use the mother.
Not
I'm
if
sorry,
you use the words.
Fat yeah. pig?
You're a fat pig, and
the,
I did what I had to do.
The mother should have restrained herself. Come on. Yeah. I'm disgusted.
42 years old.
I did what I had to do.
Things happen.
Don't judge. Maybe the mother was wearing a mustache. You know, you don't know.
I totally disagree. Too much.
Wait, let Shay talk.
They want to tell you something.
Shay talk. Let Shay talk right now.
Not acceptable. That's your daughter. You're going to have sex with her husband. Not acceptable, period.
Yeah, the name of the show is called Bad Advice. And I'm going to tell you right now, for yes, you should have as much sex with your mother-in-law as possible. In every room, take pictures, take videos, make a poster, and enjoy it.
Ooh, how rich is the dad?
And she doesn't really
or
say.
Or the mom. How much money does the mom have? Blackmail.
Well, that always works. I always like.
No, you should obviously not tell.
You can't tell.
You have a kid.
Can't say
you're a piece of
I think
shit.
You should attend. Look, you find out if you have a good relationship.
Do you think the guy would feel guilty or he wouldn't care?
You know that answer.
Do you think the guy would feel guilty knowing that he slept with his mother-in-law or he wouldn't?
What's his name?
He said, in the question, he said, I did what I had to do.
Yeah, he did.
He did do what he had to do.
He doesn't feel guilty at all. He feels like he just did the right thing.
This is a wonderful family.
I wouldn't use that in the description.
Have you ever seen a pregnant woman who wants to have sex with a pregnant woman?
I fuck a really hot mom.
Other than you would have sex with a pregnant
I would.
Woman?
Right now, if she was here, yes.
There is no way I'm doing
pregnant. I want to tell you something right now. I love pregnant women.
Obviously.
I love it. I find it, I find it so sexy because only a woman can have a child, and it's so feminine, and it's sexy, and I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's great. I don't want to bang a beach ball.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I'll do it.
With your wife if she was pregnant?
Yeah, hell yeah,
me?
I would.
Yeah?
No.
I would.
No way.
I would sleep with his wife.
I'm not going to say that I'm going to, be totally into it, but I would do it for the team.
As long as she's not 18.
You know what I mean? Because that's the teamwork.
22 and
above. I'm not going to marry an 18-year-old.
She's too stupid and she can't do that.
I know we've talked about this, but I just have to say it again. One of the things that's beautiful about it is having kind of like a threesome.
It's getting blown while you're having sex? Is that
no, if she's pregnant, it's like having a threesome.
Yeah, you just like it because the kid has such a small hand, it makes your cock look big.
I'm all just right. telling you, think about it, guys.
It's like having sex with the alien head from Alien. There's a little that's no good. There's a little thing inside the big thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go ahead and try not to think about that.
All right.
That's the part that I like to think about.
All right. Well, our next question then, this one comes from Jen in Winnetka. Jen wrote in, says, my husband loves to fart in the car and roll up the windows.
Who doesn't?
He thinks it's funny, but I don't find it amusing at all. But the madder I get, the more he enjoys it. What can I do?
Now, is he turning on the heat, though? You have to turn the heat on.
Oh!
Really?
You have to cook
heat.
It at 350?
Absolutely. You have to cook the heat.
I love intellectual comedy more than I love anything in the world, but man, farts are hilarious.
Yeah, it is. Those are great.
I'm sorry.
What's the question?
Funny.
The question she wants to know is there anything she can do about it?
Yeah, get a divorce.
Get a divorce.
That's called being with a guy. I mean,
yeah, either live with it or. No, you fart too.
You
start queefing.
Listen, as someone who's friends with Gus,
start queefing all the time. Just busting out like,
but or it has to be a scented queef.
He's obviously going to find that
even
funny.
Better. Just have something that makes noise in your pocket and be like, "That was a pussy fart."
Yeah. I don't know if you
over
can
and over again, and then he'll probably think twice.
It's not the
about
same
farting.
Thing, though.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's over and over again. Who is this, Queen Laquifa, that she can do this on demand? Like,
yeah, I don't think it's even smells bad. I don't think that's a real problem.
No, that's. I don't think she's objecting to the sound.
Yeah, I know she's probably objecting to the smell.
The
but
smell.
I say, just start fucking with him.
Is she got like shit in his soup every day? Like, what are you going to do? Because farting, you're going to do it.
No, just that's what I'm saying. Just say pussy fart a lot. Say,
I don't think that's going to do
dirty
it.
Shit. Like, just disgusting
I disagree because I think he's going to be like,
about how
all
often
right.
You take your shit.
I like that.
Yeah. This guy's a classless pig. I mean, it's just not
You're
right.
You're very classy. What with wanting to fuck a pregnant woman and, and your own child and have a threesome.
And instead of your own prostitute.
Hold on. You're taking that out of context.
Really? There's another context.
I never said I wanted to make love to my own child.
That's an old Jewish ritual.
Oh, so you just want to fuck someone else's back. So you want to fuck someone else's child.
Please. The way you're saying it, you're making it sound bad.
There is no other way to say it.
Yeah, I'm saying I love the woman and I
love her child.
And her
offspring. That's in her belly.
I love the beauty of birth, okay?
She only has one shot, but go ahead.
Please take advice from the guy wearing the X-Man shirt, okay?
Yeah. That's very important. All right, people?
When it's on.
All right, I think my advice to this young lady is a simple one. You have one simple solution. Get a convertible.
Oh, genius. No. The other thing is I would make sure he doesn't ever eat wheatgrass, you know, or beans or, you know, things
or
that
eggs.
Will
yeah, really.
Just feed him.
In all
Clog
pineapple
him up.
Diet.
Clog him up.
Yeah. I think the guy's obnoxious. You shouldn't do
He's
that to
He's definitely obnoxious.
He's looking for a reaction.
I think it's hilarious because I'm a bad person.
That's just it. Because the matter she gets.
If she ignores him, it's over. Once she ignores him, it's
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that this...
Do you think she should just be like, is that all you got?
Yeah.
I like they wrote to us. They're letting us help them with this. It's kind of an honor.
Yeah, really it is.
All right, well, we got time for one more here. This one comes from Marnie in Boston. Marnie wrote and says, my husband is retired and recently took up a new hobby, ventriloquism. I wouldn't mind, except he makes me talk to the dummy.
Oh, Jesus.
He seems to be taking it all too seriously. Should I be worried?
Yeah, he's going to put a dildo on that dummy and start fucking you with it.
No.
Yeah,
really? Yeah?
That's the next step.
I
was going to say something similar. I was just like, at least he's not doing something really bad, but yeah. He just turned it all
he
around.
He could have a trust fund, though, for the dummy to go to Harvard or something, so she might want to check into the financial statements.
All right. I don't like to use names, but do you guys know who Willie Tyler and Lester is?
Yeah.
Yes.
The old ventriloquist. I worked with him in El Paso. And you would like to think that the ventriloquist, when you're not doing the show, like just sort of separates from it and becomes a normal person. He did not.
Oh, no.
Like we would go back to the condo and Willie would be, you know, sitting on the couch with Lester. And if you were having a conversation, Lester would still be a part of it.
Do you think that ventriloquists are just really lonely schizophrenics?
It's quite possible.
Does he bring Lester on the dates? On dates?
Okay, you ask a weird question, but like we hooked up with these two girls after the show and they were friends. And so I'm in my room and we were all like kind of sitting there having drinks in the living room. And
this
it was
Sunday school teacher?
The five of us because it was me, him, the two girls and the
He had one hand in the girl and one in Lester.
How did the girls react to that? Just out of curiosity.
What's that?
How did the girls react to that? Do you remember?
Well, they all thought it was amusing because they thought he was just still being on stage. But when it came time for sex later, I'm like, you know that they're having a threesome in there. And she's like, you really think so? I'm like, you ask your girlfriend if she's got splinters tomorrow.
That's a great point. That's the safest threesome you can possibly have.
So Lester, he had two Woodies.
Yeah. Lester had two.
All right, listen, we got 30 seconds. So I want to thank everybody for being here. We have Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 4 to 5, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Ron Swallow.
Bam.
Look for him on Nerds of Comedy.
Dave Nunez, here. Yeah, I'll be at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club tonight.
All right. Yeah. Shay Yuval.
Hey.
Look for her on what's your site?
You can find me on Facebook.
And Vic Cohen?
VicCohen.com, VicCohen.com.
We'll see you next
Bye.
Week.
Bye.